Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, October 16th. You'll be interested to know, 47 years ago, today, in 1978, the election of Pope John Paul II marked a historic milestone as the first non-Italian pontiff in more than 460 years, inspiring global hope and renewal. His leadership energized millions, elevated interfaith dialogue and pastoral outreach, and set a renewed tone for the universal mission of the Roman Catholic Church. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with 2 feet of south-southwest round swell. Conditions stay consistent throughout the day, holding at 2 feet as the wind shifts from sideshore to onshore around 2 miles per hour by late morning. Expect the wind to pick up to 9 miles per hour by the afternoon, making it fair later on. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m. with a 4 foot outgoing high tide when the south-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 13 seconds and the offshore wind is 2 miles per hour. The first high tide on Thursday will be 5 feet just after 7:30 a.m., followed by a 2-foot low tide at 1:15. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start off clean with waves around 2 feet on Friday, ideal for beginners. Saturday sees a slight increase to 2 to 3 feet with fair conditions, but inshore winds may disrupt later sessions. By Sunday, expect consistent 2 to 3 foot sets with a steady increase in swell, offering better opportunities before winds turn choppy in the evening. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 54 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:17 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:01. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be sunny with a high near 73 and north-northeast winds of up to 10 miles per hour, becoming northwest at night with gusts to 20 miles per hour. Patchy fog is possible late Saturday night into Sunday morning, with highs near 73 on Saturday and near 70 on Sunday, then cooling to around 68 on Monday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, parts of Interstate 5 may be closed beginning Friday due to concerns over a live fire military event at Camp Pendleton. The potential closure would affect the section between Orange County and San Diego County, impacting more than 80,000 daily travelers. Governor Gavin Newsom's office criticized the Trump administration for poor coordination regarding this event, which is expected to feature Vice President Gigi Vance and draw 15,000 attendees. The military show of force coincides with No Kings rallies across the state that are expected to challenge the Trump administration. Newsom's spokesperson emphasized that while California honors its Marines, this is not the appropriate way to do so. Now on to sports. When your back is against the wall, there is only one way out. Start throwing punches. That is how Blue Jays closer Jeff Hoffman described his team's situation ahead of Game 3, and Toronto did exactly that, answering the noise and electricity of the Emerald City with a thunderous performance. Andrés Giménez, George Springer, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Alejandro Kirk, and Addison Barger all homered as the Blue Jays secured a 13-4 victory over the Mariners at T-Mobile Park. This fight is far from finished. And tonight, on Thursday Night Football, the 4-1 Steelers are at the 2-4 Bengals. Kickoff is at 8:15 Eastern on Amazon Prime Video. Pittsburgh is favored by 4.5, and the over-under is 44.5. In local sports, Shohei Ohtani is experiencing a dreadful slump this postseason, but he does not believe his two-way role for the Dodgers is the cause. During a rare batting practice session at Dodger Stadium, Ohtani took swings without an opposing pitcher in sight. Over the last 2 weeks, he has struggled significantly, hitting just 2-for-25 with 12 strikeouts. Manager Dave Roberts emphasized that the team cannot win the World Series with Ohtani's current performance. Despite this, Ohtani expressed his determination, stating, "If I hit, we will win." Roberts noted improvements in Ohtani's at-bats, highlighting his competitive nature. In top news, here's a sneak peek into Southwest's new boarding plan. The airline is ditching open seating, and travelers will need to adapt to a new boarding group system. Beginning in January, Southwest Airlines will switch to assigned seating, marking a significant change after over 50 years of open seating. Travelers will board in 9 groups, with boarding passes indicating group and number. Priority boarding will allow early access for those with higher ticket classes. The new system aims to improve efficiency and maintain quick turnaround times for flights. The changes will be fully implemented on January 27th. In business news, Disney revealed on Monday that the total cost of 2019's Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker came to $593 million. This makes it the third most expensive movie in history. Remarkably, despite its staggering cost, the film came in under budget. By March 2019, the movie was in line with the budget. Disney earned a reimbursement of $100 million. The film grossed $1.1 billion at the box office. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1%. To about $112,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just over $4,000. And XRP is down 3% to $2.42. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Ehang Holdings launched a pilotless taxi in Hefei-Anhui province this week, capable of flying more than 100 miles on a single charge. This taxi, named VT35, is part of Ehang's line of long-range, pilotless electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft. It is engineered to transform intercity aerial travel into a safe, routine, and efficient transportation experience, the company stated. The two-seat vehicle boasts autonomous flight systems and electric propulsion, designed for safer urban aerial travel. With 8 lift propellers, it can land on rooftops and parking lots. No date for global release was provided, but the price is around $913,000. And in entertainment news, Apple has quietly made a significant change to its streaming service. On Monday, the company announced that Apple TV Plus is now simply Apple TV with a new identity. This change may seem small, but it signals that Apple is putting every streaming service on notice. By dropping the plus, Apple is positioning itself confidently in the market. The company wants consumers to focus on its original content, not just the hardware. This rebrand unifies Apple's video ecosystem and emphasizes its commitment to building a leading entertainment platform. Every other streaming service should take note as Apple builds its content library with high-quality shows. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American theologian and author, Reinhold Niebuhr. And he said, "Nothing worth doing is completed in our lifetime, therefore we must be saved by hope." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.